What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Thursday late afternoon here. November 13th, 2025. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This will go out tonight. Yes, tonight. Cross country. Yes, we'll talk cross country for a little bit here. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I'm recording this an hour away from doubleheader action, obviously, in Bramlage Coliseum. The women's basketball is going to kick us off first with South Dakota. And then later on, just after 7 Central time, you have the men taking the court against Cal. So that's what, if for those that aren't aware of the team, Cal, it's California, but short for Cal. Coming to Manhattan tonight. So, obviously, if you've been in every day of this podcast, we do postcast recaps after every K-State athletic event. So, you're going to get definitely the postcast of both of those in that type of order. Could more likely come out tomorrow or hold off men until Saturday there as well. So, we've been covering a lot of sports here lately, obviously, because this is K-State Sports Pod. Obviously, we've been covering a lot of ground here over the last month or so as well. And it's big thanks to you guys continuing to listen to this podcast here as well. So there's that, of course. Tomorrow, after all that basketball in Manhattan, Kansas, the cross-country team, and I've yet to post the Big 12 recap there. So that might go out tonight, actually. So... Well, actually, no. Hold on a second here. I'm trying to look at my calendar here. I might as well just put this. Yeah, y'all probably gonna get 3 episodes tomorrow. So, yep, every now and then y'all get 3 episodes of this podcast. That's why you gotta be every day of this podcast. Again, iTunes, Spotify, every time we upload your content daily, y'all be first to know about it. Yeah, Eddie Greer here, the third, for another edition of this podcast. Yeah, I even posted... I'll have to go back through my feed and make sure I don't upload it twice on here. So I'm going to have to post the Big 12 tomorrow early. So y'all going to get potentially 3 episodes tomorrow there as well. And then, of course, I'm thinking about doing a pregame. Might just do the pregame, shift that to the Saturday morning there, because I'll do the pregame talking about, oh, yeah, Saturday. Yes, Saturday, by the way. Yeah, K-State football's back. Yeah, football's back. I'll be recording the pregame tomorrow morning of Oklahoma State. Tomorrow, when the game goes down, that's Saturday morning. So there's that. There's one. And of course, probably in the, like around the third quarter somewhere, the women's volleyball team will take center stage yet again at the morgue, looking for not only a sweep of the homestand, but a sweep of your rival. Kansas, 13th rank in the country, coming in the Morgan Family Arena, and the momentum has been building and building with this team right now, and they have all the momentum right now. Like I said, I recorded the postcast early today. That should be already up on the feed now. If you have not listened to that, please download it and check it out there as well. So again, we've covered a ton of ground here over the past month or so, and we'll continue to do that here as we are in the midst of in the middle of holiday season, everywhere across the United States, including Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And now turn attention cross-country tomorrow. And along with the football team, men's women's cross-country team will be joining them. But hey, they're going to be, cross-country team is going to be competing tomorrow morning. Football team the following morning. So both times, so this is the NCAA Midwest Regional in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The Griner Family Oklahoma State Cross Country Course there in Stillwater. The action starts 9 a.m. Central Time with the women 6K, and then follow an hour later, the men's 10K will step on the course. Both of these races will be televised on ESPN+ there as well. So this is the first race back in Stillwater for the Wildcats since the regional meet couple years ago, back in 2013. This will be the first 10K of the season for the men, with just 2 Wildcats that have the experience, Jasta Esquibel and Jacob Norris. Esquibel My goodness. Exabel is a sophomore, Norris a junior. They have with experience this in the last race season there as well. During that regional race there, the women's team finished 14th, while the men finished 19th there as well. That's kind of rebounding there as well. But the Midwest region will include three Big 12 conference opponents joining K-State, Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, obviously the host, right? The Cowboys and Cyclones are number one and number two in the ranking, the USTF CCCA National Coaches Poll. That's too many letters to pronounce right there. Other regional teams include Tulsa and Oklahoma. Tulsa ranked 20th. Oklahoma ranked 21st. And that's on the men's side there as well. So, hey, when you're in this step, hey, I know college is a different type of level, but again, it's like either high school, college, and obviously at the pros. Right? It's another level when you get to the postseason. So, we'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll be fascinating to see how Kate Bucknam's team does tomorrow morning, obviously. And I'll double check and make sure I have not already posted it. Should have already been posted. But if not, I'm going to post the Big 12 recap because the last time these teams were on the course was the Big 12 championship meet. Talking about K-State, obviously. As well, so I'll make sure to do that. If I posted it, then we'll go on about our business. If not, this will go up tonight. And then, of course, everything else will follow suit tomorrow. So we're going to have a busy Friday. But that's okay. That's okay. So that's what EG3 is here. And anyways, on the women's side, top 25 points that K-State's going to have to deal with. Once again, that's Iowa State, common denominator, sixth in the country. Oklahoma State, same thing, ninth. Northwestern, 11th, and SEC, and also former Big 12 opponent, Missouri, 27th. That's outside the poll anyways. But we got something here from head coach Bucknam here heading into this regional tomorrow morning in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And also, the football team's going to be down there. Probably later, but they're going to be down there as well. So, same scenario? Can't hurt, but it's kind of different scenarios there at this point of the season with three squads in there. This is Pro Bunch Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer III here coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. NCAA Midwest Regional Preview, K-State. One of four teams, part of this big regional meet going down tomorrow morning. Men start at 10 a.m. The women start at 9. Once again, let's wind it back again to 6K. For the women, 9 o'clock Central Time, 10K follows at 10 a.m. Quote, I think this meet, Big 12, is harder than the regional because it's just that competitive. She goes on to say here, this is Coach Bucknam, quote, but you know, Cecilia Fisher and Grace Meyer have a shot to be in the top 30, potentially all region. You know, that's the goal, but it's going to be competitive, end quote, there as well. Yeah, like I said there, yeah, so you just heard it right there. So Grace Meyer, Cecilia Fisher, they're your senior duo on the women's side right there. Task at hand for Coach Bucknam. Can they get it done into the top 30 there as well? We'll have to see about that there as well. And I already mentioned the experience on the other side of the coin with Jacob Norris and Jacob Jackson Esquibel on that front there as well. And it's just a quick kind of synopsis of what happened because obviously we've been too focused what's been going on with women's basketball, women's volleyball, and big news around football for that reason. But we'll see a snip snap of what happened with the Big 12 championships a few weeks ago on the final day of October. The women's team finished at 6K in the top 10, ninth, while the men finished 11th after the 8K was over. Both teams finished one spot plus one higher than a year ago in the same championship meet there. Some highlights here. Logan Breckman, freshman, set the only PR from the men. 15 seconds faster, 25.02, which was good enough for 64, but he PR right there. So he was the only one on the men's side. While Grace Meyer finished 44th and Stella Miner finished 46th there, 20.59 and 21.01 respectively there as well. So that's just a little synopsis right there. And again, if I don't have that posted, I'm going to go ahead and post at least the Big 12 Championship early in the morning. That recap that I did several weeks ago that have not been posted or probably posted. But either way, it's going to get posted. And then this will come out tonight. I have this right off the right fresh from the EG3 confines. So be out and look out for that as well. And if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to hit the subscribe button again. So that's a look right there at Kate Bucknam, head coach of Mansfield's Cross Country, your second season. As they will enter into the fray of competition, the NCAA Midwest Regionals down there at Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's where the football team is going to be at for Saturday morning, taking on Oklahoma State, a team, Oklahoma State, who has not won a conference game all season long. So, again, we're going to stay there for pregame when I record that as well. So, we got a fun morning of recording tomorrow there as well. So definitely if you're a big K-State fan, you might want to hop on into this podcast. Also, Podbean app, Greer380s Podcast, fresh content up now. Greer380s Podcast, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. For more bonus coverage over there, punting Alex to next week, because I at the moment of talking to him, I didn't think about the doubleheader until recently. So yeah, that's what's going on when I log off of here. And then at some point this evening, this will come out fresh. And then obviously, women's basketball postcast will come up tomorrow. And I think this is it for the men for the week. So I might punt that to Saturday morning. We'll see how it all goes down. But either way, y'all gonna get a lot of content per usual on the show, including cross country. We'll see what they do. It gets top tier competition there as well tomorrow in Stillwater, Oklahoma, there for the NCAA Midwest Regional. We'll see what happens. We'll see how fair they do, and we'll see what. I mean, this could be very well be Grace Meyer and Cecilia Fisher's last meet, because they're both seniors this year. And of course, you're young on the men's side as well, trying to rebuild that program after losing some big key pieces over the past couple years there as well. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning for our men and women's cross country teams down there in Stillwater, Oklahoma there. And we'll see here in about less than 40 minutes or so how our basketball teams will do tonight in this doubleheader in Bramah's Coliseum. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And remember, folks, obviously, and I almost left this out, please tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. And please, if you have some time, 4 or 5 stars, leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars preferably. It doesn't help us out, but it helps other big-time K-State fans find out about this K-State, quote-unquote, K-State Athletics Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.